Good evening once again, everyone. My name is Ed Raymer for the Edwin Lee Raymer Show, and we're coming to you live from WGNS right here in the heart of the great volunteer state. I'll read all that off for you in a minute, and I've got two very special guests with me. Thank you for joining us tonight, and I'm pretty well going to let this one lady tell you her story, and we've been talking, and her husband's out in the vestibule right now. He'll be listening. And we've got a situation with our Rutherford County School Board where they, and I noticed, well, let me introduce y'all. Zoe Bacurin?
Yes, that's me.
Okay. Move a little close to your mics, about 2 inches away from your microphones, please.
Okay, how's this?
Connor, that's fine.
Okay.
Connor's getting you zoomed in here. And Lindsay Schultz.
Yes.
Lindsay, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good, good. You own the Spine Bookstore.
Yes, the Spine Bookshop.
That's an appropriate name because we've got some politicians that could use a little spine in this country nowadays.
I'm not going to disagree.
Okay. we're going to talk about why both of these ladies are here tonight, okay? And it seems that the school board has decided to tell our master's degree librarians which books are appropriate and which ones are not, and they're going to, and I watched Lindsay, this may have been Thursday, I can't keep
Thursday.
Up was it Thursday?
Yes,
they're gonna
sir.
150 books they're gonna take a look at, and we're gonna talk about how they're gonna look at them, you know, because folks, you're gonna love this. So grab hold of your seat and sit down, buckle up, get you a warm cup of coffee, or some of you that are in on this, you may need to get something a little stronger, bless your heart, and or some of you may just want to take a sedative. And we're going to get started here. He's on the board and going to kick us off. Connor, if you would. But for right now, my name is Edwin Lee Raymer, and yes, for right now, I'm still a private investigator. Welcome aboard.
This is the Edwin Lee Raymer Show with your host, Ed Raymer, on your good neighbor station, News Radio WGNS.
Okay, yeah. And this is the Edwin Lee Raymer Show. I'm your host, Ed Raymer. This show is produced at the studios of WGNS AM 1450, 100.5, and 101.9 FM right here in the heart of the great volunteer state, Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Now, you can reach us tonight. You can reach Zoe and Lindsay with your questions at 615-893-1450. That's 615-893-1450. And you can also, if you would like, you can send me a text over my own phone at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Now, how can you watch us? How can you hear us? I tell you every week, and I'll keep telling you, my wife listens on Alexa normally. She doesn't need to see me. She sees more than enough of me at the house all week long. So, and occasionally she'll watch, but you can watch us right now live on YouTube Live. Connor, News Radio WGNS, is that correct?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
All right, News Radio WGNS, or you can type in the Ed Raymer Show on YouTube. You can watch this on Facebook Live. There's a number of ways. And, of course, there is the old-fashioned radio. Now, for some of you younger people, the radio is a rectangular-shaped device, generally, in the dash of your car. And it's a wonderful thing. A lot of us old people used to listen to it. They had rock and country and music on there, sometimes some news. And it was really great, so you might want to check it out. I had one lady that told me last, I don't know, I haven't listened to the radio in so long. I said, well, you know, if you hadn't listened to me, you'd just been missing half your life, folks, I'm telling you. Now, if you want to listen every once in a while, there's a lot of our fine shows we've got here. Jason Qualls with Financial Coaching. Angela Bingham, who just left here, she's on every Sunday at 6 p.m. with Simplicity. A wonderful lady. Always prays for my guests. she's an equal opportunity Christian. She prays for everybody. She's never prayed for me, but she prays for me. Okay. Now, Lindsay, you own the Spine Book Store. There's a lot of hoopla going on right now with books in Rutherford County.
Yes, sir.
What's going on? Why are you here?
Well,
First of all, I ask you to be here, but I mean, what's the thrust of why? What's going on with you?
Well, so I started my bookshop, and then the RCLA asked me to speak out because the school board had pulled, I think, 20 some odd books, and then they were getting ready to pull another 10. And as a business owner, you know, who ran a bookshop, they wanted to know if I was interested in speaking out. And I, absolutely, you know, because I don't believe in banning books at all.
Sure.
And so I went.
Now, we are not talking about dirty magazines and pornography. That's not what we're talking about. Let's be clear. I'd like to clear that up before we even, you know, let the horse out of the gate.
No. We're talking about books like To Kill a Mockingbird. And Looking for Alaska by John Green, and a lot of this stuff, Fahrenheit 451, 1984, Slaughterhouse-Five, you know, the books that people our age, where it was required reading in high school.
Sure, yeah.
And so I decided, I want to speak out about that as a business owner.
Sure.
And as someone who is just, I'm a ferocious reader. I've been reading my entire life. And so I contacted my friend Zoe over here, who's an author in my shop. I asked her if she wanted to come along, and I wanted her to read what I was going to say.
Now, when was this?
September?
Would have been late September.
Yeah, late September.
September, the first meeting.
Mm-hmm. I think so, yeah.
We made the mistake of assuming it would be a very civil discussion.
It was not.
Sure, yeah. And you can watch all these meetings. They're on YouTube.
Yes.
By the way, the Rutherford County School Board. Folks, I urge many of you, I mean, I urge all of you to take a look at them. And, well, we're going to talk about it as we go. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well,
I don't want to cut you off.
I had Zoe read what I was going to write or say because I didn't want to say anything out of pocket. I wanted to make sure that what I was going to say was articulate and well thought out and not reactive and just like, this is my opinion, respectfully.
Sure.
And, you know, she read what I said and said, I think, you know, maybe change this word or two. And so we went and we were sitting with Carrie and Tiffany and Angela and Jessica, all the people from RCLA. And so I got up and I spoke. I was really nervous because it's the first time I've ever done anything like that. And it was really interesting because, well, and this is all just my opinion, of course. You know,
all right, go right ahead.
My impression, I felt that the RCLA, we were all very calm and well-spoken and articulate and respectful. And the people that were wearing the white shirts tended to shout out and kind of be a little disruptive. And I thought a lot of what they said was a little disrespectful to everybody else that was listening. And I thought it Zoe and I were talking. There was this one girl who was 14 who got up and talked about
how a particular book, I think it was Tower of Dawn, really made her feel represented as a girl with autism for the first time. That was where she felt, this is who I am, and I feel seen by this.
Right.
And we immediately.
Okay. Sure.
I can't imagine how hard that must have been for a 14-year-old to do that.
Right.
And then to have people get up and make disparaging comments about what she had said and basically just disregard how she felt.
Exactly.
And, you know, it was really rude. And I thought
I've seen the meeting. Yeah, they get an A in rudeness.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I know that the girl was sitting next to us, and I know that she took it to heart.
Mm-hmm. It would be very disparaging if you ever wanted to speak your mind in the future.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so.
Which is what they're counting on.
Right. And then the next day, I have a friend who I have been keeping, because I don't want to out them, but they called me and they said, did you speak at the school board meeting last night? And I said, yeah, you know, why? And she said, well, you should know that your name was brought up. And I said, what do you mean? And she said, in the context of a conversation, the statement, we need to do something about that little bookshop, was made.
Right.
And just thought I should know. And I remember thinking, you've got to be kidding me. I mean, you have to be kidding, right? Like,
that,
seriously?
It is, yeah, that's kind of what I thought. I think it's ridiculous we have to even be sitting here talking about
right.
this tonight.
Well, and so I told Carrie and Tiffany, and I said, y'all are not going to believe this. And when I told Tiffany, she said, you're kidding. And I said, no.
Now, you're talking about Carrie and Tiffany, and they've both been on before. Tiffany mm-hmm. Fee, Carrie Lambert.
Yes.
And they've been very,
yes.
they're good friends of ours.
They've been guiding me through this whole process
sure.
of volunteering for RCLA
sure.
and stuff. And, you know, they put it out on their social media that, a certain person or a certain organization was trying to come after my bookshop because I spoke out on what I thought was right. And I don't think that I said anything offensive. You know, I even went back and reread what I said, and I went back and rewatched the footage.
Oh, I've watched,
And, I mean, I even read it to my husband, and my husband is the first person that's going to tell me, maybe say this differently.
Well,
you know?
I think that Connor might, he's known me well enough by now, he's been here a while, it's pretty hard to offend me anyway.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I just...
Oh, you offend me. Oh, that just offended me.
I get offended all the time, so...
It's ridiculous.
It
utterly
really
ridiculous.
Is.
Now, the one meeting I saw, and you have been to the... I have not been on purpose. I have not gone to these meetings because I know how I am, okay?
Right.
And... but I saw one fella, the people in the white shirts, okay?
Oh, yeah.
I guess that's a sign of their purity, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Just basically preaching a sermon. You're given 3 minutes,
mm-hmm.
I believe. Is that
right.
correct?
Yes. Yes, 3 minutes.
Zoe, what's going on? How are you wrapped up in this, if I might ask? I mean,
well,
you know.
I'm a local author in Lindsay's shop,
okay.
and I'm a queer author, which isn't an incredibly welcome thing in the Bible Belt. So
sure.
I have a vested interest in continued book banning because I specifically write the kind of material that ends up on lists where these people
right.
don't
sure.
want
sure.
fiction out there to pollute teenagers, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
But I grew
yeah.
up not having a lot of access to stories that featured girls like me. So I specifically...
Same here. Mm-hmm. I'm out of the 60s and 70s. Yeah,
yeah.
You know.
So I set out to write those stories that I had difficulty finding when I was in school.
Right.
So this is an important topic to me because... You know, even though I'm not in school anymore, there are
right.
a lot of kids like me that are in school right now that are losing access to stories that are going to make them feel represented and help them understand themselves better.
Sure.
And that's a tragedy.
Yes, it is.
Well, in your book, too, it's not just a LGBTQ book. Like when the book that we were talking about with that we read for the LGBTQ book club was... Mm-hmm. Bring Back My Bonnie, and it's a Christmas story about
okay.
a woman who has died,
mm-hmm.
and it's a beautiful, beautiful work of fiction about grief. I told her it reminds me of Looking for Alaska by
okay.
John Green,
right.
which is also about grief and how everybody deals with grief differently, mm-hmm. and it's beautifully written, and it shows the ugliness and the heartbreak and how hard it can be. And I think that I love her book.
I just try to write human stories, and being part of the LGBTQ community doesn't make you inhuman. You experience
right.
the full gamut of emotions just
sure.
like everyone else. So
right.
yes.
to write a story with queer characters is just writing a story about the human experience and how
okay.
you feel.
Right.
It's no different from anyone else, really.
And she sells out. That book sells out all the time.
Okay. Right. Now, Rutherford County Library Alliance,
yes.
is that correct? RCLA.
Yes.
To get the
mm-hmm.
people straight on what this
mm-hmm.
is. And that is basically Tiffany Fee and Carrie Lambert.
It's Tiffany Fee, Carrie Lambert,
other people
and
involved
there's a couple
well.
Other people. In,
sure,
yeah.
sure. And they're... monitoring this situation, so to speak.
They are
guess.
Trying to advocate for the librarians and they're trying to advocate for the books not being banned. They're trying to advocate and speak for people who can't speak for themselves. And they're against book banning. And the thing is, for them, it's a passion project, but they're just trying to follow the law.
Right.
But they are
sure.
just, this is the law. This is what we're trying to hold you to.
And the school board is wanting to bend or break the law into their own situation or however they think it should be.
I can't speak for what they're trying to do. I know that they object to the books for whatever reason, and so they are wanting to remove them.
Right.
And they, it is my understanding that legally they're not allowed to do that. That there's a system set up for objecting to a book, and they're not following that system.
I didn't think they could arbitrarily just go in and, you know, no. I don't like this book, you know.
That's the way that it's been explained to me is you, there's a form, and you have to fill it out, and you have to have read the book from cover to cover, it, not cherry pick it like some of the things. And it is my impression that that is not what's happening, that they are just summarily going in and yanking them out. Like the 150 books that were pulled, they just took books out of kids' hands. That's confirmed. They shut down the libraries.
Who took the books out of their hands?
It's my understanding that the librarians had to shut down their library so that they could pull the 150 books. And some of the books came directly out of kids' hands.
Okay. We have a caller on the line right now. Hello, caller, go ahead.
Mr. Raymer, how you doing?
Hey, Jeff, how are you? I'm sorry I missed your call earlier today.
Oh, that's all right. I was going to tell you the first, I know y'all talking about Batman and books, so I'm going to get to that, but the first thing of the Trump economy, Dillard's is going to close the end of January. Don't trip them all.
Dillard's?
Yeah, it's closing.
I saw they're going to close that up.
At the end of January, they said it's permanent. They sent a letter to the mayor about it, so. They're going to close up. So they said the workers are going to go to other stores like Nashville area, stuff like that.
Right.
They say so.
I hate to hear that because they're a fine store.
Yeah, that's the first thing of the Trump economy. Now the retail is going to go down like a retail sales is going to plummet. We don't know what's going on. We ain't got no suits to sell. We're going to just go down.
Well, Jeff Bezos is just making money hand over fist at Amazon. So.
Department of Government efficiency. We won't know what's going on.
I'm telling you.
We got to have efficient government. Now, we can't lose money or anything. Lord, who wouldn't want to do that? My goodness. But, no, I just want to say, y'all, talking about the banned books. They had a couple stores this week on the Nashville News, and when they showed it, that room was packed. I mean, it looked like a football game standing room only.
Right.
And it was packed. Mm-hmm. For those ladies, though, they was there and everything. And one of the books they want to ban is A Clockwork Orange. Did y'all know that? Oh,
yes.
You know, that's one of them they want to ban. Clockwork Orange. They made that movie of it.
Right.
That's what I was saying, that they're the books that we grew up reading as a required reading list. Yeah. They're now wanting to ban them.
I wrote a paper on Clockwork Orange in high school. So.
Me too.
They made the movie out of it too, classic movie out of it too. But now what they said is, I'm glad you know this too, is they've got till the first of the year when they're going to decide if they're going to ban them or not. So I guess they'll be reading that. When they have their turkey dinner Thanksgiving, they'll be reading those books and eating their turkey Thanksgiving dinner.
You know, have these people heard of the internet?
Well, that's funny you say that because somebody brought up that you're trying to ban these books, but all of the kids that you're trying to ban these books from have cell phones and they can get more information from those cell phones than they can the books that they're reading.
And like you say, you can read them online anyway.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can get it online or e-books or whatever.
Sure.
Yeah, because
you can find actual pornography and smut online, as opposed to Pulitzer Prizes.
I've heard that. They say that.
There are
so
many worse things online than what you find in the
library. Connor, would you give me a couple of Tylenol, please? And
they talked to one of the board members, and he said we should defer to the librarians that they know what's going on. They know what books is good and what ain't. And he said we should defer to them.
I think that was Butch.
I don't know which board member it was, but he said that during the store they interviewed him.
I believe that was Butch Vaughn.
Yeah, he's the one who said, why can't we trust the librarians to do the job that we've given them?
That's what their job is to know what books is what.
And he's right.
We should defer to them instead of looking at these books and banning them. And all that other stuff.
Jeff, let me ask you something, please, from a past show that we did. Did you not tell me Wilson County, did they not attempt or did they ban 426?
Look, the reason why they done it is comply with state law. 425 books, they took out.
That's a bunch of books, man.
Because mm-hmm. they was complying with state laws.
That's half my bookshelf. Like, great I sat day. Around and thought about that when I heard that yeah. they pulled it.
Right. That's, a,
well, that's but, half but my bookshelf.
Well, if we can't have no more school libraries, you got to go to the, I guess you got to go to the Williamson County libraries to get you a book.
Well, the thing is, I feel yeah. like they're going to, so they're going after the school libraries, right?
Okay.
The next thing on the list is going to be public libraries.
Sure.
And then when they're done doing that, they're going to come after bookstores and record stores and...
Well, the next thing you're going to come after is college libraries. They'll say, mm-hmm. come with MTSU, man, but just forget that library. We take that down. You ain't got no these books. You don't need all these books in there.
I've got a good statistic for you, Jeff. I don't know if you know this or not. We've talked about this before. I brought this up once before, months ago. Do you know at one time, now I don't know if it's still true, but I bet it is, the holder of the largest volumes of pornography in the world is? Do you know who that is?
I don't know.
The Vatican.
I've heard that.
No. I heard that. Once.
Is it because they confiscated the most, or?
Well, they haven't confiscated. They just
they just enjoy it.
Zoe, they just study it.
One final thing, I know sports reference. I don't know if you watched the Kentucky Duke basketball game this week. Did you watch that?
No, believe it or not, I didn't.
They would have all these Pope hats, but they had these shirts on. These teeth that was blue shirts with white lettering. Here's what it said. Now it said, "Jesus is my savior, but Pope is my coach." My coach. Now you know they had Pope hats and everything. Of course, they beat Duke unbeaten. I just wanted to let you know that's the.
Okay, that's the sport. You know, I keep up with my Wildcats. Okay,
Jeff. I just want to say that too. But another one, final thing. They said today or on this morning's news that I know this is not a related topic, but they said since Donald Trump has been elected, birth control sales have went through the roof.
I don't doubt that.
And they said measles, one of the diseases, is a 20% more all over the globe because people aren't vaccinating, aren't taking vaccination. That's just a kind of this little thing. But I'll hang up. I enjoy your show and have a good week. Thank you.
Jeff, thank you so much. And I'll tell you what, we're going to go to our first series of breaks, Connor, if we could on that. Thanks to Jeff Neal. Jeff, thank you for your continued support. And we're going to hear from our sponsors right now. And Lindsay Sultz and Joey Bakurin.
Zoe Bakurin, yes.
Zoe Bakurin. I'll get it right before the show's over.
It's Croatian. It's an odd one.
They're my guests tonight. And we're talking about books and banning books and burning books and everything else. But stay with us. We'll be back with you for the balance of the hour. This is Ed Raymer for the Edwin Lee Raymer Show. Back right after this. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged follow, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Murfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Murfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged follow, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at PIofMT.com. That's PIofMT.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Northfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Northfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged follow, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Northfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Northfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. All right, and we are back. And to our sponsors, thank you, thank you, thank you very much. We got a Thanksgiving holiday coming up, and I hope everybody's getting ready for that. And we're here with Lindsay Schultz and Zoe Bakurin, and glad to have both you ladies with us. Lindsay is owner of the Spine Book Store.
Spine Bookshop.
Bookshop in Smyrna, Tennessee.
Yeah.
Where are you located at, Denner? You're on South Lowry?
We're on South Lowry. We're at 304 South Lowry Street, Suite A3. So, like, City Hall is on Lowry Street. Right across the street is a two-story white building. And so we're upstairs.
You're in Dave Bolden's old building.
Yes, sir.
And that's where Dave used to be.
Yes, that's, yeah.
You know,
Is he the bootmaker?
I don't know, because, I mean, there was, I think my particular suite at
Dave was a lawyer.
Okay.
Yeah.
He was a lawyer.
My particular suite at one point apparently had a shoemaker or a shoe repairman in it.
Can't remember, but I know Dave was up there for years, and it was ironic because when we moved, Imogene Bolden and Dave, at one time, were married.
Okay.
And we bought, my parents purchased the house where they used to live.
Oh, cool.
And our paths crossed ever since 1980. Mm-hmm. You know, and then Dave, sadly, we lost him. Mm-hmm. And I think Imogene is still practicing. She may be retired now. Okay. I don't know. Down there in Smyrna. Mm-hmm. And it was really ironic. And Mom always left the old door knocker on the front of our house. It had Bolden on it. She wanted to leave that there.
I love that. That's sweet.
Yeah. So, you know, just said, you know, I said, I'll leave it there. She said, I'd like to just leave it, you know.
Sure.
Okay, Lindsay, you know, and folks, I'm going to tell you, other than just a few personal notes I keep here, I have a pen, and Connor was good enough to give me a card here that I could write their names on just so I won't forget. I made no preparation for this show whatsoever.
Right.
I have no books in front of me, no notes, no notepad, nothing. Lots of times I intentionally will do that because I like you to tell your story. So where do you go from here? What do you think?
So when Wilson County decided to pull the 425 books.
I think Jeff said 425, I believe. Right.
God, I was so mad. I remember standing in my bookshop, just looking at my bookshop mentally, okay, 1, 2, 3, like mentally mm-hmm. trying to figure out what that.
That's it a would bunch
be,
of books.
Yeah, it would be half my bookshop because my bookshop is small. And I went home and I was watching the movie Invictus with Morgan Freeman, where he played Nelson Mandela. And
right.
It's the movie about how Nelson Mandela got the football team, which was a symbol for apartheid, and he wanted to win. I want you to win this game to unite the country. Like, let's take that and flip it on. And it's one of my favorite movies.
It's soccer, but they call it football.
Yeah, they call it
football in there.
And I just remember thinking, I love that movie and I love that poem. It's one of my favorite mm-hmm. poems. And I just was like, okay, what could I do as a positive? What could I do to react to the constant book banning in a more positive way? So what I decided to do was I created a project called the Banned Book Brigade. And so what that is I put the list, both the Wilson County banned book list and the Rutherford County banned book list, on my website, thespinebookshop.com.
Okay.
And I put the Venmo payment thing on that page as well. And so one of two things can happen. If you want to donate to the Banned Book Brigade, you can either go and find the book list and buy the books and donate them to the shop, or you can donate money and I'll go headhunt for the books and donate them to the shop. And any of the donated banned books, the donated ones, all go in a bin that sits outside of my shop during opening hours, and they are free. I am not taking any money off of those books, because for me, the important thing about the banned books is I want people who no longer have access to them to still be able to find some place that they can access them.
Right.
So I'm giving them away for free. And I mean, I spent some of my own money and went and bought some of them, but that's obviously not sustainable, which is why I started the Banned Book Brigade, is so that if you want to help fight against censorship and you want to help fight against this book banning, donate these books to the shop. Donate money to the shop. I will get the books into the hands of the people that need them, because that's what's important.
Okay. How long have you had your shop there? How long have you been, and what brought you into this?
So I got laid off on my 45th birthday, and admittedly was having a little pity party, And so I was talking to my friend Tammy, who tragically is no longer with us. But I was talking to her, and she said, well, are you going to get off your butt and start your bookstore? You've only been talking about it for 20 some odd years. Okay. And it was right in the middle of COVID too. So, and I thought, you're absolutely right. And I think she gave me 3 or 4 books, and then I pilfered some from my house, and she's the one who got me to sign up for the farmer's market in Smyrna.
Sure.
And I mean, and here I am 2.5 years later. And I mean, we started it upstairs in my office, and then I rented space in Trellis and Vine, and they were my home for 2 years. And then in June, I finally was profitable enough to rent space in the Bowling Building. And we do author signings and author events and book release parties. And we do a local author book club, because my primary focus was always shining a light on local authors and independently published authors. Mm-hmm. And so I think we have about 80 something in there now. It's one whole wall of local and independently published authors. And then we also do an LGBTQ book club. And as of January, we are going to start a banned book club to really kind of go into it. There's a poet that has just put his books in my shop, Andy,
I can't remember his
Kopic,
last name.
I think is his last Andy Kopic, okay. And he is a local poet. And so he and I decided that we want to do a banned book club where we go into why this book was banned, let's read it, and then let's discuss what the reasoning behind why it would be banned. So the three different book clubs allow representation. It allows you to read a book that maybe you never would have originally read. Like the the LGBT book club, we read T.J. Klune, The House in the Cerulean Sea, which that at the time was not something I would have picked up, but it's now one of my favorite books.
Okay.
And that's one of the things that I love about books is it allows you to experience a culture or a experience or a story that maybe you would never have the ability to actually see, but it allows you to alter your thinking and grow as a person and see things from a different person's perspective. And I love reading.
You know, Zoe, I just wish she was more passionate about what she was doing.
I know.
Yeah, she could just...
I mean, this blasé feeling you've
I've
got.
I've heard that before.
From a gentleman sitting out here on our couch.
She's got no love for it.
I know. I mean, she's so blah. I thought this was going to be exciting. But
I was hoping for a little more vivacity.
I know. I'm sorry. I let you down.
What you vivat? Okay, now there's no sense using foul language up here, okay? Okay, these educated people, you can't be around these
it's
people.
It's the books.
Yeah, it's the books. That's what's doing
Shame
it.
Shame on us.
We better get rid of them.
Cut her mic off, con. No, one fella that comes to mind that I wish could be here to see this, and you're going to know exactly who I'm talking about, would have been Larry Flint.
Oh, yeah.
Because he always said, and he took Jerry Falwell, they all wound up in Supreme Court.
Yep, I remember.
And Flint won.
Yep, okay. I remember reading about that.
I saw the adaptation where Woody Harrelson was Flint.
Played it. Yeah. And they won. Alan Isaacson was his attorney, represented him. And he said, because, listen, if they will leave me alone, you know, I'm the worst that there is. He never made any bones about that.
Right, no, I mean, he was honest about it.
He was honest. I have published some of the filthiest stuff. It's as nasty as it gets. Okay? And if they'll leave me alone, you don't have a thing to worry about.
Well, and that's what I understand.
And I, you know,
there's something honorable about that.
There's some, I respected that, and I said, you know, he's exactly right.
If you don't want to read the book, then don't read it. There's nobody... There's nobody shoving the book in your face. Librarians are not taking, you know, Fahrenheit 451 and Slaughterhouse-Five in 1984. They're not going to put them in an elementary school.
Right.
You literally have to take a master's degree level class on how to cultivate a curriculum in a library. So the books that they're putting in the libraries, librarians, they are tailoring them for the very specific age group that those libraries cover. So, you know, and they're not putting books in there that are going to cause your kid to be gay or cause your kid to be a criminal. What that is.
Go it was Princess rape. Leia in a golden bikini that made me gay. Books had nothing to do with
it. I mean...
I didn't read that one. I'll have to look that one up.
Sorry, Star Wars Princess Leia.
But I mean...
Connor's really taking all this in because you're not going to believe this. Connor has a dream. I'm sorry, I'm going to... Okay, all right. He wants to open a bookstore.
Do it.
Yeah. Oh.
Do it. It's hard.
And I might say I have some selections that could get you started off.
I got about 650 some odd books that you should put in your bookstore.
Rutherford County has helpfully supplied you
so
a list
has
of
Wilson
books
County.
You need.
Yeah. I mean, but, you know, Larry Flint, the situation with him. I don't know if you heard our broadcast with Nadine Strossen that was on.
I don't think I had a chance to
listen to that.
She was
with the 16 years president of the ACLU, National. Frank and Carrie
sure.
Lambert
yeah,
set
yeah.
that up for me because Frank had her over at MTSU the next day.
Yep.
She was going to be speaking. And when she retired, at her retirement dinner, she had three justices of the Supreme Court to speak, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Justice Souter, and of all people, Antonin Scalia. And you can go back and listen to her. Wonderful guest, wonderful lady. And, you know, from what I gathered, you know, Justice Scalia and Justice Ginsburg, they would get together once a month and go to the opera. Justice Scalia
Opera's
would
ask. Lovely.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
They loved it. Both. It was their That was their common ground.
Sure.
You know? But she said, you know, Justice Scalia was not today's right winger.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you read your book and I'll read mine. And, Zoe, Lindsay, if you don't like it, just put it back on the shelf. We don't have to ban it or burn it.
My best friend Jess and I have done that. We decided one year that she gave me a book that was one of her favorites. And, I mean, Jessica and I have been friends since we were 10 years old.
Sure.
Nobody knows me better except for maybe my husband.
Okay.
And so she picked out one of her favorite books, and I picked out one of my favorite authors, and we swapped. And both of us, within about a week, were like, I love you, but I can't read this. This is just not my jam, and I'm bored, and I don't like this story. Okay, cool, no problem. Thanks for at least trying. And that was that. And then we went on to something else. And the thing about it is that has hit me the most is, so when I first decided to do the banned book brigade, I went to McKay's with my list because I had a bunch of credit. This is the word I'm looking for. And I was standing there with the list and my basket of books, and I got really overwhelmed at the, just the enormity of the task that I had set for myself.
Sure.
That here I am looking at a list of 600 books, and I have 5 books in my cart. And I can't buy them all. And I'm doing this by myself. And it was just, how am I going to do this? How do I do this? How do I fight back a big corporation when it's just me?
Right.
And I almost started crying because it was just so, I shouldn't have to be doing this.
Right.
We're supposed to be in America where you're supposed to have the freedom to learn and educate yourself and read what you want to read and be interested in what you want to be interested in, and to have someone say, no, I don't like it, so therefore you can't like
it. Yeah, and then not force it on someone else.
Right.
You know.
If you don't like the book, that's perfectly fine. Don't read it. There's a ton of books I don't like.
Yeah, if you don't like the sport of basketball, don't buy a ticket, don't go to the game. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's fine.
Yeah.
But why do you have to shout and call people names and try to restrict their freedom because you don't like it? It's not right.
We're going to go to our last series of breaks. Lindsay Schultz and Zoe Bakkerin have been with me tonight. They're going to be here for the next 12, 14 minutes. And we're going to go to our last series of breaks. Connor, if you'll take us to that, I'd appreciate it. Ed Raymer with you. We'll talk to you on the other side of these breaks. Stay with us. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged followed, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Murfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Murfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged followed, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Murphy Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West North Hill Boulevard, right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged follow, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Murphy Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West North Hill Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And we are back. Thank you. Connor, thank you for your job tonight on board. Thank you very much. Do a good job all the time. Thank you. And ladies, thank you both for doing this. I
Absolutely.
Appreciate
thank
it.
You thank
you
for having
so
us.
Much. And, you know, lost my train of thought. I was trying to answer some of you folks on Facebook and what have you. Thank you for listening. All of our sponsors. I heard... As I went back, and folks, you can check us out. You can check on YouTube. Like we've told you, all the Rutherford County school board meetings are recorded there. They're there for a record. You can go back and check us out if you don't believe what we're saying or whatever.
I mean, it's all on
yeah,
video.
Yeah, it's right there. But, you know, the tone I saw some of these young people taking to school board members. You and I were talking about this. Let me tell you something. If I'd have gone up as a kid and done that 14, 15 years
my
old.
My mother would have.
Oh, no. My butt wouldn't have held shucks, man. Mm-mm. I mean, it would have been, I would have probably been marched right back in there and said, apologize. You will apologize
well,
to these
I came
people
home,
right now.
And I looked at my husband. I said, let me ask you a question. If a 17-year-old came up to you and said, you're a coward, you're a beta boy, and you're not a real man, and
right.
they called you by your first name, and the look on my husband's face, it was not good.
Yeah.
I was shocked.
Yeah. You know, I mean, this is appropriate behavior now for
no.
young people?
I don't care how old you are. You are entitled to
True,
your
opinion. Yeah, it doesn't make any difference what your age is, but still, for a bunch of kids. Mm-hmm.
The
you know.
Way that you talk to people matters.
It does.
And I feel like if you are in a setting like that, and you are a certain, if you're a child, and I'm sorry, 18 or younger
18
child.
18 or under, you know.
Yes,
right.
ma'am. No, ma'am. Thank you. Please.
That's
Mr.
it.
And Mrs. And you be, and I mean, even I said Thursday night, respectfully, I disagree. Respectfully, blah, blah, blah. And I tried very hard to be respectful, and I never would have called. I don't even think I know most of their first names, because it's just
no,
Mr. and
I,
Mrs. Or Sir, Madam.
You know, I just can't. I can't imagine. I just it again, and so you know the word baffles. It just
baffling.
I say,
where are these kids' parents? Well, it negates their argument. Okay, so you have an opinion, but it's like serving your opinion, you know, taking a great steak and throwing it up on a trash can lid.
Yeah.
You may have a great opinion, but the way that you deliver
it's it, you present
is rude
it. Right.
and completely disrespectful.
Yep.
And it's astonishing that you get the sense that their parents put them up to it, too.
Yeah.
Like, they're there with a group.
That's their thing. That's
Well, and when we left on the first night, we had to shoulder our way out of the auditorium room into the lobby because they wouldn't let us through the door. And then when the guy that you were talking about that was proselytizing, is that the right word, I think? And, you know, and yelling and screaming and calling us pornographers and stuff. When we walked out into the lobby, Zoe and I immediately looked at each other, and I like, he just stared at us. And I said, let's just walk to my car, and then I'll drive you to your car. Because he was also talking to the sheriff, the sheriff deputies that were standing in the you know, to try and keep the peace, which immediately negated any safety.
Oh, yeah,
that
they were
felt,
very chummy in a way that's like, oh,
well you're
he's
not
kind of
going
the
to help
scary
us.
Scary individual
if,
here.
Exactly. So I feel like the whole thing about if you're not with us, you're against us, and you will not be protected, and you don't matter.
Yeah.
And it was really intimidating and really scary. And so I came home and told my husband, and he bought me pepper spray and a taser, because he was like, I know you're not going to back down from this fight, but I want you to be safe.
Sure.
But, I mean, and he went Thursday night to make sure that I wasn't harassed.
Sure. Yeah.
And I shouldn't have to do that.
It's well, that's the sign of a bully. You know,
for a group that
is.
Preaches morality,
it's
bizarre.
It's kind of, it's a little off the charts, isn't it?
Yeah.
And the way they yell at people, and they're disruptive, and saying that we're evil, and that they're going to cast us out and banish it. Like, excuse me?
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I thought God was all about
everybody. Well, that's what we keep going back to. And folks, I don't know if any of you out there, if you've ever, I have read the Bible. Through
same
one time I think I made it halfway through the other time just to say I had done it, I guess.
Sure.
And I don't go around quoting scriptures because I don't know that many except the more, you know, the more famous ones, so to speak.
Well, but I don't think it's a competition about how Christian you are,
but
either
what I'm saying, there's some pretty sordid stories in that book.
Well, and Angela brought that up last week. She had said, you know, this story has assault. This story has murder. This story has this. This story has this. This story has this. And she said, why do you have a problem with the stories in these books, but you don't have a problem with it in the Bible?
Okay. We have a caller on the line. Caller, I'm sorry, but you're going to have to go and make it quick, please, because we're about out of time. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. Sorry for calling last minute. First off, Eric Neal, Lindsay's my best friend, by the
way.
well, that's your problem, Eric.
Hey, he knew what he got into. You know,
I tell her that on the daily, honestly.
Hey, you love me.
no, I just, she's Lindsay is amazing, and I just got to say this, you know, the mission that she's on is beyond anything that I could ever accomplish. I just got to throw that out there first. But to be honest, I agree with what she's saying. She's saying that, you know, it's up to the parents.
Absolutely.
It is not. It is not up to the school board.
And I even said that.
Well, we've all said that too. I mean, you know, it starts in the home. It truly does.
Yeah.
And,
exactly.
You know.
Exactly. I have an 11-year-old daughter, and she loves to read. She does. And I've told Lindsay this multiple times, you know, it's for me, it's like it's my choice. It's not
exactly
if I want to tell my 11-year-old daughter not to read certain books, that's not up to a grown man or woman that I don't know for them to decide
exactly
whether or not my children can read a certain book.
And what I told Eric is that parents have the opportunity to call the school's library and find out what that reading list is.
Sure.
And then if they have an objection, tell the librarian. They will
be more than happy to help you.
Absolutely.
Eric, exactly. I do not mean to cut you off, but we're almost out of time. And I thank you for calling. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Listen, I'm going to try. Zoe and I have talked about this. We're going to try and get Lindsay to be more passionate about her. About
I know.
What she's doing.
I try to encourage her all the time.
Okay.
You lie.
Thank you, my friend. We appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Have a good night.
Okay, bye-bye. And I'll tell you, we're going to have to wrap it up. We've got our next show ready to come in. Ladies, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure. Pleasure to meet you.
An absolute delight.
And
thank
Lindsay,
you.
Lindsay, keep up the good fight. I'll be right here. You have my number. You know how to get a hold of me. Connor, thank you. If you'll play us out, I'd appreciate it. And until next Sunday at 8 o'clock, this is Ed Raymer for the Ed and Lee Raymer Show. I'll catch you down the road.